Thank you very much, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. My delegation commends the UNCTAD Secretariat for preparing a very informative background note on harnessing blockchain technologies for sustainable development. The document briefly provides a general overview to understand blockchain technology better, assess how it can be used to revolutionize processes in various areas from finance to trade, and make concrete recommendations for countries. The note also acknowledges the challenges that many countries face that hamper their ability to develop and leverage the potential of blockchain technologies, including universal internet access, digital skills and laws, regulations related to data privacy and security, as well as reliable and affordable electricity from sources that do not contribute to climate change. These and other challenges are the reality of many developing countries, especially small island developing states. It is noted, with the exception of Cuba, that there were no other examples from the Caribbean region or other small island developing states mentioned in the background note. It is therefore important that consideration be given to how the unique vulnerabilities and challenges of facing states and the need to ensure that they are not left behind. Allow me therefore to provide some perspective in reaction to the last question in the background note on how the international community can help to address these challenges and support developing countries in building capacities for blockchain technologies. So first, access to infrastructure and technology. To facilitate the adoption of blockchain in developing countries, especially SIDS, the international community can play a pivotal role in improving connectivity, access to electricity, and digital infrastructure. Furthermore, initiatives to reduce the cost of hardware, software, and internet services could significantly enhance accessibility and affordability of blockchain technology. Two, technical capacity, technical assistance and capacity building. And of course, organizations such as UNCTAD could offer technical assistance and capacity building programs tailored towards developing countries, especially SIDS. These programs could include training workshops, seminars, and educational material to enhance understanding and proficiency in blockchain technology. And third, knowledge sharing and best practices, and I think this is a good start for us. Facilitating knowledge sharing and exchange of best practices is crucial. Platforms could be established where developing countries can learn from the experiences of other countries that have successfully implemented blockchain solutions in areas such as supply chain management, healthcare, financial services. In this connection, the UNCTAD Secretariat could consider having a follow-up discussion where some of the countries listed in the background note are invited to share national experiences and insights. And I'll just have two questions, Mr. President. First, Mr. Kamara, thank you for your presentation and for giving us a snapshot of the situation in Africa. One of the points that you'd have stressed in your presentation was a lack of human capital and skills development. And I wondered if you have any thoughts as to how we could rapidly address this issue to be able to position African continent and other developing countries to become lead in the era of blockchain technology. And to Ms. Tonio, I mean, you would have outlined a bit on the EU's experience, and I wondered if you could talk a bit more on how the EU Observatory is practically supporting members within the EU that are not as advanced when it comes to blockchain technology. And also, if you could highlight, if possible, any support to developing countries, especially those within the Latin American and Caribbean region. Thank you.
Thank you.